Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lili Nishmas, Sarah Malka Bas Rav Yitzchak, we're in Masechta Pesachim, we're in the fourth parak, Mishnayos Beis and Gimel. And we started our discussion about the halacha for somebody who is in a place where they have local customs that differ from the minhagim of where he came from. And so the Mishnah discusses a similar situation in regard to Shemitah. We have a general rule that once we got to a period of biur, a person has a responsibility to remove the stuff in his house. Coyote Bo says the Mishnah, if a person has crops of Shvi's stuff, if a person brings the crops of Shemitah stuff from a place where the stuff is already off the market to a place where it's not off the market yet, and so in that situation, if he brings it from a place where they didn't run out to a place where they did, Chayav Levari has to go ahead and get rid of the crops from his house. And it's Rabbi Yehuda says, one second, Omrim Lo Tseva Avelecha Avata, go out to the field and bring for yourself a sample of each of the species. In other words, according to the Tanakhama, if you have a barrel of Shvi'ah's vegetables that get pickled together in the same barrel, they don't need to be taken out of the house until all the species in the barrel are no longer available in the field. Well, the Rabbi Yehuda says, go ahead and bring out the stuff from your situation, and see if it's not available in the field. If you have carrots and tomatoes and pickles, all in pickling sauce, right? And now you want to check. So instead of going after the lowest common denominator, what you really should be doing is going ahead and checking, you know, to see what's where. And so, if you go out and you check that, all should be understood. In a place where they normally sell behema daka, whether it's chickens or goats or sheep, so then you can sell it. No, you can't sell larger stuff because we're concerned that the guy is going to go ahead and work it on Shabbos. In a place where they had a custom not to sell these small things, you can't sell it because the gezeira is in place and you have to follow the minhag of the place where you are. If it's from the subtype, whether it's maimed so that it's not going to be worked on Shabbos, it's only going to be sold for Shechita, or whether it's not maimed, you still can't sell a behema gasa, a larger animal like an ox or a calf or a cow, right? In that situation, Rabbi Yehuda Matav Shvura, right? Rabbi Yehuda says you can sell the Shvura, the broken one. Why can you sell the broken one? Because he's of the opinion that if it's broken down, it's not going to be confused, and people are not going to have a confusion and wind up coming to allow one to go ahead and sell a behema gasa that can work on the field. Ben Beseira goes one step further. He says, even if it's with a horse, right, you also can go ahead in such a situation. You can sell horses because horses are used to carry riders, and riders are not asur midaraisa because chai no se esatzmo, because living things can carry themselves. So if you sell a horse to a guy, you're not going to have to be concerned that he's going to accidentally change his mind and wind up using it in that situation for work that is forbidden on Shabbos, thus violating the responsibility of making sure that his animals rest. We'll stop here. Bezos Hashem. We'll continue tomorrow morning. Everyone have a great day.